And welcome back to the WNRN Studios, Yarn. Hello, Yarn.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. Are we having, like, video camera wars here
going on? You know, flip video, you know?
Well, it's good to have you back. And here's, you know, the new Yarn CD I got a copy of this morning. So congratulations on the new CD.
Thank you very much. It's about time, I think. So we're excited.
Well, good. So did you record it in New York?
We actually recorded it in New Jersey, just about 40 miles outside of New York City.
And you guys still reside in the Brooklyn area?
We sure do. So for now, anyway.
For now? What does that mean?
Well, you know, we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll move south. You never know.
Yeah, to Charlottesville?
Maybe. We love it down here. It's beautiful.
Endless tour,
yeah. Or just live on the road.
I'm cool with that.
Well, Blake, how about if you introduce everybody who's here?
Yeah, we got Robert Bonhomme on the snare drum this morning, Ricky Bugle on the upright bass, Andrew Hendricks on the mandolin, Roderick Hole on the guitar, and I'm Blake, and I'm playing guitar, too.
Yay. And how was Ashland last night?
Ashland was amazing. We were pretty excited. It was almost a full house, and the crowd wanted to dance, and the owner said no, but we'll be back in Richmond at the beginning of May, so they'll get to dance then.
Good. Well, what are you going to play for us first?
We're going to play the first track off the new record. It's called Alone on the Weekend. Thank you.
WNRN Yarn is live in the WNRN studio this morning. They come to us from Brooklyn, New York, and we are glad to have them back in the WNRN studio. It's always a pleasure to have you fellas here. Brooklyn seems like the pretty cool place because everybody I talked to recently seems to have moved there. we had the Punch Brothers here in the studios recently, and Chris Thiele was talking about living in Brooklyn, and we had Peter Bradley Adams for a members only show last weekend, and he talked about he just moved to Brooklyn, so it must be the place. Well, are you the energy that's drawing them all there?
I hope so. No, Brooklyn's beautiful. I think one of the Punch Brothers lives in my neighborhood. I've heard that anyway. Can't remember which one, but yeah, it's a beautiful little part of New York City. I definitely not a huge fan of Manhattan, so I don't make it in that way too often, but I love Brooklyn. I got nothing bad to say about it. Right, Ron?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Everybody, come to Brooklyn. Raise the rents.
Well, what is the music scene like there? I mean, are there places to play? I mean, it's a good place.
It's great. There actually a new club opened up right around the corner from where I live called the Bell House.
Oh, the Bell House.
Which is a big room, probably holds 400 or so.
Yeah.
But we haven't played. Yarn has never played in Brooklyn, I don't think. Go figure.
Yeah. Well, there's probably a lot of other places to play, like Clementine, like the Southern.
Yes.
Where's the place in Roanoke you're playing tonight?
Martin's downtown. It's called.
And is that a relatively new place?
I'm not sure. We've never played there, but
okay.
I did meet someone from Roanoke last night, and they're like, "You're playing at the Guitar Shop." I was like, I hope not. She had never heard of it either, but she hadn't been there in about 11 years, so we'll see. We'll let you know tomorrow at the show how Martin's was.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
If it was a guitar shop or not.
Well, I'm also just kind of curious, too, about kind of the alt-country scene in New York City as well. I mean, I think most people, when they think of that, they think of Austin, they think of Nashville, maybe even Charlottesville to a certain degree, but Brooklyn?
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of this going on up there, and I'm trying to think of who else is playing up there, and I'm blanking, but I think there's some good music, good country, alternative kind of country music going on up there, and we're just happy to be a part of it. We're paving the way for Brooklyn and country music.
Awesome. We're glad you found the pavement between here and there, and are here in the WNRN studio this morning. We've got Yarn. They've got a brand new album out called Come On In, and I just got my hands on it this morning. We're going to be hearing a track directly from it a little bit later, but this morning it's about live music. Another one, gentlemen?
Let's do it. This is the second track. We're just going in order, called New York City Found.
Well, I left my home about an hour ago, loaded up on the tracks on my radio, took the train up down to downtown Dorman. Just been lost now. Sparked that train, ran sick in half, grabbed my pants off, threw my head, cut that head, but it turned out dead a while. Just been lost now. Oh, now. New York City fan. I made my way down Hassel Street, turned the corner, Thompson, shuffled the bass, four beer to back, and the rest of my feet away. Just been lost now. Headed back down the league, could hear the sound, but the music heard was bringing me down. Look all the days of Dylan and Simon Blue in the underground. New York City fan. And all my life I've been waiting on a train.
make my life more simpler and more sane. Sun and rain, love and pain.
WNRN. We've got Yarn in the WNRN studios this morning, playing tonight in Roanoke and tomorrow at the Southern here in Charlottesville. And we'll have some tickets to that show at the end of the interview. But we are really glad to have Yarn back in the WNRN studio. I think one of the first places you played in town was the Outback Lodge, I think, which is no longer with us.
I heard that. Yeah, every club we play, I think, closes down.
Well, I used to think of that when I was a teacher. You know, they would close behind me, too. I'm like, oh, boy, what omen am I bringing?
But yeah, we got the dark cloud riding with us. But
well, I think it's also a nature of the economy and the music. Not your music, per se, but just, like, the music scene. Well, speaking of your music, tell us a little about the writing of these songs on this new album. Obviously, I haven't heard it, so, except for the first two tracks.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's very much in line with the last two. The we did add a little electric plugged in sound to this new one because we do that all the time live, so we figured it was time to put it on the record. But you know, same kind of process for me as far as writing it. Just you know, have a nasty hangover and be depressed for a little while and see what happens. So
I've seen it happen.
So that's your writing process, Blake?
Pretty much. Yeah. I guess so. I don't know. You know, it's. I feel like I've been asked this question a lot lately, and I still don't know how to answer it. But you know, it's easier to write when you got. You know, when you're pissed off or upset about something. So a lot of are hurting. You know, I'm just a sad, sad man.
Yeah, that's why you're smiling through this whole thing, right?
That's the hangover smiling.
Oh, okay. Well, when you write these songs, do you already have ideas of what you want your fellow bandmates to be helping you out in terms of filling it out, or do they do that on their own?
I mean, I always have ideas, but for the most part, I go completely open-minded into it, and they kind of create the actual outcome of what it sounds like. So, you know, we all contribute, and once, because everything so far has been written on an acoustic guitar, you know, just me sitting there, basically, or me and my friend Shane Spaulding. So when we get into the studio and start rehearsing the songs, or even on stage most of the time, because we don't have time to rehearse, you know, everybody just kind of feels it and does their thing. And if we all have contribute ideas, and then songs born pretty quickly, I think, and it usually works.
Well, that's always good, yeah. The working parts especially. Always a pleasure to have these gentlemen from Brooklyn, New York come and play live for us. And they'll be playing at the Southern tomorrow. One more live tune from us?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Which one is this now?
It's called Time Burns On. It's got the word Brooklyn in it.
Well, that seems appropriate.
Exactly.
Sunrise.
WNRN Yarn in the WNRN studios on this Good Friday, and now it's even better because we've had them here playing live, and we've also given you a chance to go see them at the Southern tomorrow night. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming. It's always
thank
a pleasure.
You.
I'll see you in about 6 months, I hope.
I hope so. Thank you, Ann. You're the best.